Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All of it. I'm Allison Stewart. We are taking a look back at some of the best television of 2020 during a year where many of us were spending more nights at home than ever before. And if you were parked on your couch back in April and May, chances are you might have watched the sensational Hulu series Normal People. The story of young love and heartbreak in Ireland somehow felt like the perfect escape and a cathartic outlet for those feeling isolated by social distancing and the pandemic. Normal People is based on the blockbuster book of the same name by acclaimed Irish author Sally Rooney. The story follows a young couple, Connell and Marianne, who come together for the first time in high school. Connell is quiet and smart, but also popular, a football star, and a working-class kid. Marianne is wealthy, bookish, and mocked in school for her lack of social skills and tendency to say whatever is on her mind. Drawn together by their shared intelligence, Connell and Marianne begin a relationship in secret because Connell is afraid of what his friends might say when they find out. Since premiering on Hulu back in April, Normal People has garnered acclaim for stars Daisy Edgar-Jones and Paul Mescal, and has landed on the best television of 2020 lists by The Atlantic, The New Yorker, The New York Times, and more. The series was nominated for 3 Emmys, and Paul Mescal was nominated for Outstanding Lead Actor in a TV Series or Movie. Back in May, we spoke to Lenny Abrahamson, an Oscar-nominated director and executive producer. He directed the first 6 episodes of Normal People. Lenny had been drawn to this project even before Normal People was published. He had an early galley copy of Sally Rooney's book. So I began our conversation by asking, what about the novel inspired him as a director?
I mean, there's so many factors. I think primarily it's just Sally's writing is so great. I mean, it's deceptively simple. It's quite direct. She tells you what happens and what people think and what they say, but somehow she manages to give you this incredibly intimate encounter with the characters. And it is a story of intimacy, you know, the intimacy between them, but also it's told in this very intimate way. And I was also excited by the fact that it's a story which takes young people and first love and that transition from teen to adult. It takes it really seriously. It doesn't kind of make it glossy, nor does it like pathologize it. It's a really truthful, really beautifully observed story of an incredibly important part of, I think, everybody's life. So yeah, and it's Irish, and I'm an Irish filmmaker, and there's just a whole lot of reasons why I felt very passionately about it.
I was going to ask, you're Irish, the writer's Irish, the story's set in Ireland. For the non-Irish, what's particularly Irish about this story?
Well, I think the answer is actually sort of everything and nothing. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's cast and crew. It's an entirely sort of, even though we made it with the BBC and we made it with Hulu, the kind of DNA of it is, and the people around it are all from here, over here being where I am. But actually, because it's, you know, Ireland now is such a, you know, it's really interesting when you look at the generation of Marianne and Connell. They have often more in common, those teenagers in Ireland or those young adults in Ireland, have more in common perhaps with their American peers or their European peers than they might with an older generation of Irish person. I mean, it's a sort of globalized culture that all of them participate in. So on the one hand, it's really Irish. The landscape is here. And there are lots of cultural details that people will hopefully be intrigued by. But ultimately, it's a pretty universal story about the sorts of people that I think young American viewers, as well as older American viewers, will be able to identify and identify with pretty easily.
One of the biggest challenges, I imagine, for you as someone in the visual medium is that so much of the story relies on the interior dialogue from Connell and Marianne. So as a filmmaker, when you think about that, when you think about that interior dialogue, what kind of decisions do you have to make in terms of camera angles, in terms of lighting, to help us understand it?
I mean, that's the challenge always, you know. It's more focused, I suppose, when you're adapting a piece of literature, because you've you know, it's very apparent what's being said on the page. But it's always true, you know, if you're making any drama, how do you reflect the interior of characters in this kind of very external medium in a way? You know, you turn the camera on and everything pours in. The writer has a scalpel. The filmmaker has a different sort of instrument. I think it's a combination of things, you know, clever adaptation, and we were lucky, very lucky to work with Sally Rooney herself and the wonderful British playwright called Alice Birch. And it's the clever sort of culling or grabbing or choosing of pieces of interior speech or thought and making them flow out into dialogue. But actually, it's just about the presence of great actors as well, and closely and carefully observing them, and with texture and kind of love. You know, people are amazing at understanding other people, and great actors have the capacity to just inflect their kind of body language and their kind of expressions and the tones of voice with so much color. And I think it's just all of the machinery of filmmaking gets harnessed to do exactly what you're talking about, which is to give a sense of the interior on screen.
My guest is Lenny Abrahamson, executive producer and director of the first 6 episodes of Normal People. And we got an unsolicited tweet about Normal People. We'd advertised you were going to be on the show today, and the tweet says, "So happy to see Mr. Abrahamson on the show today. The Hulu series Normal People is so beautifully done. Please commend him for being true to the story without being pedantic. It's moving to watch as it was to read. Bravo." Now, the script really hews closely to the book, correct?
Yeah, it does. I mean, there are lots of subtle changes, and there are some different emphases. And we do, I think the way the very end works and how that's set up is a little bit different, because mm-hmm. it's in the novel, it's one massive interior kind of look at the characters' interiors, and we have to kind of break that open a little bit. But I think in terms of faithfulness, it's a very faithful adaptation. And it's, you know, it was good to be able to do that, because not every book allows that. Sometimes when you dig in, you find fractures and things that you need to deal with. The book really held, and I think that's because how compelling that relationship is. You know, it's such a beautiful love story, and such a kind of complex love story in a way, as well as being, as I said about the novel, fairly direct in its telling, that once you just concentrated on what was happening between those two characters, you know, we always felt we were on really firm ground, and that allowed us to, you know, I suppose, walk through the story in a fairly straight way.
So we need to talk a little bit about intimacy and sex, because the sex scenes in this series have inspired a lot of praise about the way they're shot and the way that this particular sexual relationship is depicted. What kind of conversations did you have with your actors? And I understand you used an intimacy coach. And I would love to know what impact you think that had on the end result.
I think it was really important. I think it was the first time that I've ever worked with an intimacy coach. And I was like skeptical when I heard about this role. I thought, oh, here's somebody that will get between me and the actors. And that's always a scary thing for a director. Or, you know, just all sorts of anxieties around it. But actually worked with a wonderful woman called Isha O'Brien, who's worked on shows like Sex Education and other things that viewers would know on Netflix, for example. And she just has a way of framing the discussion, which is incredibly inclusive, which is very collaborative, which allows for kind of creative collaboration, but keeps everybody safe and heard. And so we talked very early on. I mean, before Isha even became involved, I spoke to the actors before we cast them about the way I was thinking about nudity and about intimacy. We talked about things like life drawing and nudity and art, and we talked about Nan Golden's photography, and she did this beautiful British photographer who shot nudes, but in a way which is very tender and real. So we talked about that, and the actors very much believed, like I did, that this was essential to the story. It's not an add-on to the story. It's deeply part of understanding their relationship. But then Isha came in, and she just has these very, you know, good ways of working, from the very practical, like how do you make something look real without in any way sort of, you know, in ways that the actors feel safe and comfortable with, but also how we would talk about every scene in advance, talk about it dramatically, separate the character from the actor so that there's no sort of push to have any actors bringing their own intimate life into the space, you know? It's really about character work. It's about displaying and creating images that carry the meaning that we all agree on. And then very simple things like, you know, agreeing touch, what sort of touch both of the actors feel comfortable with, having ways of discussing that, which don't use sort of coy euphemisms or whatever. Mm-hmm. It just ends up being a very grown up and ultimately very, I think, fulfilling experience, you know, because I think the scenes are very beautiful, and I think they wouldn't have been if people had felt awkward or uncomfortable in the making of it.
Let's talk about those two actors. By the way, my guest is Lenny Abrahamson. We're talking about Normal People, now on Hulu. Daisy Edgar-Jones and Paul Mescal, and I understand it's Paul's first on-screen role. For you as a director, what is the benefit of having an unknown?
Well, we didn't set out to have unknowns or knowns. We just went and tried to find the best people. And when you're casting people in their early 20s, these two actors are, there's a good chance that they will be unknown. I think then if that is the thing that happens, and these two actors were so great and so right, there is an excitement about that, I suppose, when you then come to bring the show to audiences, because it's just, they're so brilliant, and we were aware of how good they were while we were shooting, and it was always exciting to think how this would land with an audience. And maybe the other advantage, I suppose, is just that there's no baggage from other shows or other films, and it adds to that sense of realism for an audience, that they, you know, your chances of creating that thing that I always want to create, which is a feeling that you're encountering real people, that's helped by that kind of lack of familiarity. But that's it. You know, they're now, for those two actors now, I think their days of you know, anonymity are kind of over.
There are lots of moments of silence. For you as a director, how is silence a good tool?
Well, that's a really good question. I really like it because if you create an intense atmosphere, and if there's a palpable transaction between people happening, then you need to give it space to resonate for an audience. The scary thing is that people are now used to such a speed of storytelling that there's a worry that people will, you know, they will just give up before they've tuned into this new kind of pace and feeling. Hmm. So like there were lots of discussions in the making of it, but we all felt that this was the only way to be true to it. And I think what's really heartening is that audiences do seem to really like it, and it gives me confidence that way of telling a story where you can really listen and allow people to watch and listen, and you're not just throwing stimuli at them all the time. There is really an audience for that.
That was my conversation with director and executive producer Lenny Abrahamson, who directed the first 6 episodes of the acclaimed Hulu series Normal People. Normal People was nominated for 4 Emmys, and you can watch the entire series now on Hulu.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.